Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Lads, there's no doubt that climate change is already having visible effects on the world, with the planet warming and rainfall patterns changing and sea levels rising. We are already seeing the effects of these changes with the increase in heat waves and floods and droughts and fires and all that kind of thing. But how far would you go to raise awareness for the need for effective climate action? Well, Ronan Brown is a UCD postgraduate student and a climate activist, and recently went on hunger strike in the university to draw attention to the issue of climate change. It's all part of his Mobilise Peace campaign. His aim was to get the university to hold an assembly and referendum on the issue and really, really draw attention to the issue generally. He just finished the hunger strike last Saturday and joins me now. Ronan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
How long did you do it for?
8 days, the food fast. So we did call it a hunger strike just so people knew what it was about quickly, because I wanted to get the message out there within the university so that the actual assembly and referendum could take place next semester, and that we'd have like sufficient time to plan it reasonably and in a way that actually inspires other parts of the world.
When you started your peaceful fast,
yeah,
did anybody, you know, did university family friends come to you and try and stop you, talk you out of it?
Yeah.
Tell you were crazy.
like this is carefully thought through.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is about 2 or 3 years in the making.
Okay.
It's even the fast itself, it's done with love, peace in my heart. It's not panic. For a lot of people, it was a bit of a surprise. Still,
to your family,
my dad, obviously. Yeah, we're very close.
How did he react?
Oh, he was broken over it. I was in prison for actions a couple of years ago. Same campaign. He said to me after that he spent every day in prison with me. It's not like trying to like tear jerk here. It's just like kind of part of the power, and particularly within universities and of university students who, to a large degree, are disproportionately representing the children of people with greater political and economic power. Not to like hold my dad captive by these actions, but like it physically like stopped him in his tracks with everything.
It stopped me in my tracks when I read about you. That's why I have to speak to you. I mean, to do such a thing, to take it on so personally, I'm really intrigued by, and I have a huge respect for you and your passion for what you believe in. Can we just talk about what the fasting for a second? Because it's such a thing to put your body through. But what is fasting like that? What does it do to your health for fasting for that long? How did you feel?
In many ways, Jennifer, my heart was smiling for the first time in about 9 months. You know, you can run through all these excuses in your own head, etc. But like deep down, your body knows when you're doing something good and when you're doing something wrong.
Did you ever fear for your life?
Fear, no. If done properly in the spirit of the kind of Gandhian technique of fasting, it has to be with love in your heart. You have to completely rid yourself of anger or selfishness or impatience. When I started the water fast about like 7 days in, kind of notice
deterioration.
Yeah, a lot more quicker and kind of to be expected.
Yeah, well, some experts say a person can survive without food for weeks, but only 3 days without water.
Yeah.
How far were you willing to take this fast?
To death, if necessary. Like this is a bit of a bone of contention I've had with a lot of Irish activist groups here, is that like if you're to do non-violence effectively, you have to put your whole weight upon the truth. If you half do it or put your toes into it, you're not going to speak to people's hearts in a way that you could otherwise. And we have a duty to do, given that everything's at risk. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you hoping the students in colleges and universities across the country then will join you and join in the Mobilise Peace campaign, and that we will see just some real change when it comes to climate action. Is that the hope?
Yeah, like in Ireland, I think it was like 208,000 students in higher education in Ireland. And if you add alumni, you'd have more than a million. There's more than enough within that. And there's a more than enough weight within the university mobilising to actually help inspire that. It'd be a big statement, a university mobilising in disobedience. Like there are 7,000 universities around the world that have declared a climate emergency. It's not a secret what's caused this. Mm-hmm. It's not a secret why we've arrived at this stage. It's not a secret why things will continue for as long as this degenerative system is allowed to persist. And it won't physically stop itself. Legal recourse won't do it either because, again, designed into.
If people want to find out more about the Mobilise Peace campaign, where can they go?
Probably social media for now. Drop us a message, mobilisepeace@protonmail.com. Drop us an email. Get involved, be courageous. There's no point not being. And it's good crack as well.
Well, what a way to end it. After all of that, it's good crack as well. Mm. How are you feeling after your, was it 8 days in total? How's the body? Did you visit A&E after the hunger strike?
Yeah. Just having difficulties with my heart, but they've kind of dissipated now. So it's just back to long COVID.
Trying to save the world from impending doom.
Has to be done.
Ronan, a real pleasure.
You too.
I just want to say thanks so much for coming in this morning. Whoa, and there you have it. Ronan Brown, a postgraduate student in UCD and climate activist who recently took part in a peaceful fast from food for 8 days and water for 1 day. Of course, we need to say that Ronan did this fast under medical supervision and this should not be done at home. We have contacted UCD's Students' Union and they have said that they are currently in dialogue with Ronan.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.